From Bethel and Fairbanks to Anchorage and Juneau, people across Alaska gathered on Saturday in solidarity with March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more on the statewide marches.
Anchorage marchers carried signs showing varying messages such as thoughts and prayers are not bulletproof and books, not bullets. About 1,000 people attended. The march kicked off with speeches from local student organizers. One of them was Keegan Blaine, a junior at A.J. Diamond High School.
We all believe that no more innocent children need to lose their life in what is supposed to be a safe place.
The organizers want to raise the minimum age to own a firearm from 18 to 21, among other demands. They say high schoolers shouldn't be allowed to own guns. March organizers also want to require background checks for gun show purchases and reclassify certain weapons and ammunition magazines as military grade. Alaska has the highest percentage of gun ownership among adults in the country. High school junior and speaker James Schultz insists the March for Our Lives movement does not want to take away people's firearms.
I don't want to take your Second Amendment rights. I've got family and friends that have guns, and what we want is gun reform. So we want it to be harder to get a gun, but easy enough that if you're healthy and you are doing all the right things, you can get one.
In Bethel, about 30 people joined the march, carrying signs and walking the slushy shoulder of Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Most of those who took to the Bethel street were students, teachers, school administrators, parents, and grandparents. Here's 17-year-old organizer Kelly O'Brien talking about her sign.
It says, "At 17, I have seen 192 school shootings. I refuse to see another." I made this sign when we did the student walkout, and that number was 188. And since the Parkland school shooting, there have been 4 more school shootings in the United States, so I'm marching for stricter gun laws and regulations and just keeping students safe in school.
Bethel Regional High School was the site of a school shooting more than 20 years ago, where Principal Ron Edwards and student Josh Palacios lost their lives. While the students marching wouldn't have been old enough to remember the tragedy, Utlet Narvit Learning Center Executive Director Mike Hoffman says the effects of the shooting can still be felt in Bethel.
I see it every day at our school, and we're already practicing our shooting lockdowns and everything, and that's something that I know that I have 4 people that work in that school that were here during the school shooting 20 years ago. And just to watch their face when we started that whole process is just, I feel so sad for them.
In Juneau, Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr spoke at the rally at the state's capitol. Tarr introduced House Bill 75 last year. It establishes red flag laws that allow judges to remove guns from the homes of people at higher risk of committing acts of violence.
And the idea is that you're trying to intervene in a crisis situation and prevent someone from harming themselves or others, and using the court to help you intervene by removing the guns.
The bill has had several hearings in the House Judiciary Committee, and Tarr says she's hopeful it will be moved out next week. With help from Adeline Baxter in Juneau and Anna Rose MacArthur in Bethel, in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.